We have continue on with the beautiful readings that we have throughout the Easter season. We're going to hear this week about especially Saint Stephen, and we can see how inspired he is now that he's been ordained, how clear-minded he is, and how he is filled with the Spirit to proclaim all that God has done. Saint Stephen is an image kind of the first of the preachers, the first of those who understand the fullness of what God has done in the person of Jesus after he's ascended. And so we can see that even from the beginning, as Jesus promised, there are persecutions. They brought men in right away to accuse accuse Stephen of speaking blasphemous words against God, Moses and God. The same accusation they brought against Jesus to kill him. So they're doing this to Stephen as well. We'll hear that story. And at the same time, we're going to be hearing the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, which has to be our favorite as Catholics, one of our favorites, because we know that Jesus is going to reveal to us the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life. We are told by Jesus, don't work for food that perishes, food that's just going to make you hungry again and again. And that's the things in this life that really don't feed us. We're attracted to them, but they really don't feed us. He says instead, work for that food that endures for eternal life that the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father God has set his seal. So we're looking for that. We're looking for that which is actually going to feed us, something that's really going to sustain us. And the people are going to say beautifully in a few days here, Lord, give us this bread always. Give us this bread always. So let's have that longing in our heart for the bread that Jesus gives us, because he is the one that the Father has set his seal upon. And of course, this is nothing less than the bread that we're going to receive at this Mass, the Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus.